News release: Ontario Provincial Police Blind River, the East Algoma Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, the Mississauga First Nation and the town of Blind River have fielded numerous complaints about boats operating at high rates of speed on the Blind River. There are numerous private properties and public access areas along the river where swimming takes place. Operating boats at a high rate of speed puts both swimmers and other vessel occupants at risk. As boating season approaches, the East Algoma OPP, Mississauga First Nation and the town of Blind River want to remind everyone that water sports are only enjoyable if everyone participates safely. The waterway is jointly patrolled by the OPP and the Mississauga First Nation Police Service. Vessel operators have many responsibilities when traveling on waterways. Operators must have a valid pleasure craft operator card, as well as all necessary safety equipment required by law for the style and size of their vessel. Every person on board must have an approved personal flotation device or life jacket, appropriate for their size. Although not the law, it is a good idea to wear your life jacket, particularly in smaller crafts, and operators should ensure they have attached the tether kill switch cord. It only takes a second for tragedy to strike. An operator must also be aware of their surroundings. Know the consequences of your boat's wake, such as adverse effect on the operation of other vessels, smaller or restricted in their ability to maneuver, those enjoying other water activities, swimming, fishing, etc., erosion of shorelines and destruction to wildlife habitat, damage to moored boats and docks. A province-wide shoreline speed restriction of 10 km per hour within 30 meters of shore is in effect whether posted or not. Exceptions include towing where the boat is heading on a 90-degree angle from the shoreline, rivers less than 100 meters wide, as well as canals and buoyed channels, areas where Transport Canada approved speed limits are already in place. Operating in a dangerous manner is operating a pleasure craft or any water skis, surfboard, water sled, or other towed device in a manner that causes danger to the public given the nature and condition of the waters and the activities that may reasonably be expected to occur at that time. Do not buzz other boats or PWCs. Try to spray swimmers with the wake from your pleasure craft. Cut in front of or try to jump the wake of other boats or PWCs. The OPP would also like to remind boaters that police officers are able to demand a roadside or boating breath demand from any lawful stop driver operator to determine whether a person has alcohol in their body without first having to suspect the motorist boater has been drinking. In addition to road safety, the mandatory alcohol screening, MOS, is a useful tool in order to ensure our waterways are safe as well. Impaired boating is impaired driving. Operating a boat while under the influence of alcohol or drugs is an offense under the Criminal Code of Canada. There is no difference between impaired driving and impaired boating in the eyes of the Criminal Code of Canada. The laws for recreational boating are there to ensure the safety for all who enjoy our waterways. And while some deficiencies or activities may result in a fine, failing to consider the impacts of your behaviors could find you being held financially accountable for damages or harm caused. For more information on boat safety, equipment requirements for your boat and recreational boating laws, visit www.boatingsafety.gc.ca.